my job is to step in and reform, rebuild, and repair anything that has gone wrong. I've done that at state government, and I intend to do it at the University of Illinois. Now, I appointed on June 10th a Blue Ribbon Commission consisting of 7 men and women, good and true, from different walks of life, from different races, from different places, to look at what went on at the University of Illinois, especially with respect to its admissions. And their charge was to get to the bottom of this matter, to find out all the facts, and to make a recommendation to me within 60 days about what they felt ought to be done. And the State of Illinois Admissions Review Commission that I appointed did issue its report. I received it on August 7th, and it was extremely well done. It was completed by Judge Abner Mikva, who has served as a federal judge, also counsel to the president, a very good man, a congressman as well. He was the chairman of the commission, and there were other 6 other members. All of them, I think, were very committed and very competent men and women. One of their recommendations in their report was for each of the trustees on the University of Illinois to voluntarily issue their resignation to me, the governor, the person who has the authority to appoint. And I received that report on the 7th of August, and I said I agreed with the recommendation that each trustee should voluntarily submit their resignation. You probably have heard, but if you haven't, my father served in the United States Navy 3 years, 1 month, 15 days. There's a military tradition, a law enforcement tradition, and tradition in many other places and occupations in our society, in our country, that if something goes wrong on your watch, then you take responsibility and you file a resignation to the person who appointed you voluntarily, because it's something that you have to be accountable and responsible for. I believe in that tradition. If something goes wrong on your watch, it's seriously wrong, then you should voluntarily file your resignation. I think that was the principle behind this report, and I think it's a good principle, and I adhere to that principle. Now, I want to say before the report was issued that 2 of the trustees voluntarily resigned, issued their resignations, and I accepted their resignations. This is even before I received the report, 2 trustees, including the chairman. Shortly after the report was issued, 5 more trustees voluntarily on their own filed their resignations, and I commend them for doing that. I know it was very difficult for these men who are committed to the university, who believe in the university, in many cases attended the university, to do something very, very hard. They did it. I think the people of Illinois are grateful that they did voluntarily resign. As you know, we have 2 trustees who have refused to voluntarily resign. I have met with those 2 trustees. I tried to express to them that this is not about them. It is not about me. It is about our University of Illinois. This university belongs to the people of our state. It was chartered by a law passed by President Abraham Lincoln, signed into law by Abraham Lincoln during his term as president. The land-grant universities, that law, helped start the University of Illinois. So this is a very special university to the people of Illinois, and its reputation always must be protected and preserved. That's what I believe in as governor. I think most every citizen of our state believes in that. And I think if there's any kind of question about the university's reputation, if there's any kind of scandal, anything that harms the university, then it's our duty to do whatever necessary to repair the damage. And so, my view is, and I've expressed this to the 2 trustees that decided not to voluntarily resign, I said to them, again, it's not about you. We appreciate your service. We thank you for your service. But I think you should voluntarily resign for the benefit of the public interest. And along the lines of, if something bad happens on your watch, you voluntarily submit your resignation to the person who appointed you, and take it from there for my review. That is not going to be done by those 2 trustees. They do not want to do that. And I have to now make a decision on what to do. My first decision is to make sure that we take the remaining trustee positions, and there's seven altogether, and make sure that we have the best we can find in the state of Illinois, to make sure that our university is rebuilding, reforming, and repairing every item of damage that might have occurred this past summer, to make sure the world knows that the University of Illinois is second to none. It's one of the best learning institutions on planet Earth. I think it's especially important because if you think of the amount of federal money that comes to the university for research, the amount of private money from various sources that comes to the university from private sources, foundations, endowments, individuals, we don't want that money affected in any way by this particular scandal. I think it's also important, if we're trying to get the very best faculty at the university and all of its campuses, we don't want some renowned professor in computer science or nanotechnology or you name it, to have second thoughts about coming to the university because of some abuse or scandal. So it's very, very important that we name to the board of trustees of the University of Illinois our best, our men and women who really, I think, reflect the best of Illinois. So today I'm naming two men to the trustees, board of trustees, Christopher Kennedy, who was going to be here today. Obviously, because of his uncle's passing, he's not here. He's headed towards Hyannisport. But Christopher Kennedy, Chris Kennedy, is someone I've known for quite some time. He's a person of great accomplishment. He understands business, and he definitely understands social service. He believes in education. He believes the importance of that every person in our society who has the ability to do university work, if they apply, should be treated in a fair way. And I am very, very honored to appoint Chris Kennedy to the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. And I'm also appointing Lawrence Oliver, a man I've known for some time. He right now is working for Boeing Corporation. He has served as a U.S. attorney in the past. He is a person who understands the law, and he definitely understands ethics. And I think we need to have two people of this kind of attainment and accomplishment, Chris Kennedy, Lawrence Oliver, on the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. Chris Kennedy is replacing Narinjan Shaw, and Lawrence Oliver is replacing Lawrence Epley. There are five more appointments that I'm going to make very shortly, before certainly the next meeting of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, which will occur on September 10th. I have received many, many names from all sorts of sources, and I invite anyone who feels that they can serve and serve well for the people of Illinois to submit their name. It's not too late. We are working with the University of Illinois Alumni Association. They have helped me in the past. They have recommended some candidates. I'm looking at each of them very carefully. We do want to have on the board men and women who have attended the university, who love the university, and who will well serve the university. That's something I'm concerned about, and I expect that to happen. I am reviewing all of the candidates who have submitted their names, and in the course of the next 10 days or so, we'll have a full complement of trustees on board for the University of Illinois. As I said earlier, the governor is a member of the board, and I intend to attend the next meeting on September 10th, as we begin our work to review exactly what went wrong with the University of Illinois admissions process and anything else that the university is connected to. There's a lot of information in this report, and this information deals not just with the actions of the trustees, but definitely the actions of those who work for the university in high position and sensitive positions. And I think it's very, very important that the first order of business of the Board of Trustees that I appoint, all seven trustees that I appoint, plus myself, plus the student voting member, all of us are going to have to roll up our sleeves and make sure we straighten out everything that went wrong with the university admissions process this year and every year previous. Now, with respect to the two trustees who do not wish to voluntarily resign, the issue becomes, I think, what's best for the university and what's best for Illinois. One course to follow would be to seek to remove those trustees. As this report indicates, it did not say remove the trustees. It said ask for their voluntary resignation, which I have done. The report is done, and they refuse to comply. I am concerned that the university will be dragged into an interminable legal battle with two trustees who do not want to voluntarily resign. They've already indicated very publicly that they intend to litigate the matter. Now, my view, it is not in the best interest of the university to be in an endless litigation battle with two trustees. If we're trying to attract federal money and private money and the best of the best when it comes to teachers and professors, I don't want a cloud of litigation hanging over the head of all of those who attend the university or who have attended and who are alumni. I don't think that best serves the university. I think it's better not to have litigation. There's an ancient curse, may your life be filled with lawyers. And I don't think we need to have that with respect to the University of Illinois. I do not think the taxpayers of Illinois want to spend literally thousands, perhaps more, dollars in a litigation battle with two trustees who do not wish to voluntarily resign. So I don't think that's in the best interest of the university. And indeed, I feel that if we went down that road, that would become the main show, as opposed to what we really have to do. Our main focus should be on repairing the damage that's been caused to the university, and that's what I have total confidence that the trustees that I name, seven trustees named by me, not by my predecessor, and also my own participation, together with a student who's a student voting member, I know we can get the job done and get it done quickly, completely, to the satisfaction of the people of Illinois. So my decision is to name Chris Kennedy today and Lawrence Oliver today to be trustees to replace the two trustees who resigned prior to the filing of this report. For those trustees who resigned after the report was filed, I will have five names.
Well, we'll try to recover the audio from Chicago, from the James Thompson Center, where Governor Quinn has been making the announcement about the fate of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. In that announcement that we had, we'll try to recover that audio, by the way, from Chicago. This afternoon, he had decided to fill two of the five or seven vacant positions on the Board of Trustees. He had asked all nine to tender their resignations. Two did not, Francis Carroll and James Montgomery. They, according to the governor, had both said that they would contest any firings of them in court. So he decided not to to do anything at this moment with those two and leave them on the board at the moment, saying that a protracted legal battle would not be in the university's best interest. He did fill two of the seven positions that were left vacant by the resignations that were offered by the other seven trustees. And the two people he has appointed are Christopher Kennedy. We had told you about that a little earlier. He's involved with the Merchandise Mart, which is owned by the Kennedy family. He has been, the governor alluded to, practiced expertise in business and social service particularly. Christopher Kennedy wasn't able to attend the naming this afternoon. He is at Hyannisport with the Kennedy family after last night's death of Senator Edward Kennedy. The other person who was named today was Lawrence Oliver II. He is currently working with Boeing Corporation. He is a former U.S. attorney, currently also with the Practicing Law Institute. And the governor mentioned that he has background in law and specifically ethics. And he has been named as a trustee. Those are the two. There are five positions that are still vacant. And the governor had held out the possibility of renaming some of the trustees who had tendered their resignations. He said that trustee Niranjan Shah has been replaced, as well as Robert Epley, both of them former chairs of the board. And as mentioned, Christopher Kennedy and Lawrence Oliver will replace those two. There are five who had also resigned. Ed McMillan, who was renamed by Governor Quinn just a few months ago, as well as David Doris, and getting some off the top of my head, Robert Vickery, Devin Bruce, and a couple of others that had tendered their resignation. And the governor has said that he may reappoint those But their status with the Board of Trustees is unknown right now. The governor has said that he will make these decisions and fill those posts before the next Board of Trustees meeting on September 10th. He says he's working with the University of Illinois Alumni Association, and he is inviting more applications from people who may be interested in serving on the trustees. He says they are not over yet evaluating some of the appointees that he could make. He also said, and as a rarity, he will appear at the September 10th Board of Trustees meeting as a member of the board. The governor of the state of Illinois is an ex officio member of the trustees, a non-voting member. So he will make an appearance at that meeting, which is unusual for a governor, but he has the ability to do so and the ability to sit in and engage in the discussions as well. So right now, as we speak, of the 12 University of Illinois Board of Trustees, three are student positions and they've not been affected. Two have not resigned and have refused to resign. The governor says he is not going to do anything with those positions at the moment, saying a legal battle is not a good thing for the state at the moment. And for the remaining seven vacancies, two have been filled today, Christopher Kennedy and Lawrence Oliver, and five remain vacant. He says they will be filled before September 10th. We were not able to recover the video or the audio from that press conference, and we apologize for that. But he will take that route of action and we'll keep up to date. We'll get some reaction for this afternoon. You'll be able to hear them in our newscasts this morning and tomorrow on Morning Edition, or this afternoon and tomorrow on Morning Edition. The governor once again saying that military tradition held that if you something goes wrong on your watch, even if it may not be your direct responsibility or your direct fault, you would tender your resignation before your superiors, and that's what the governor had asked of nine trustees. Two of them were replaced today. Christopher Kennedy and Lawrence Oliver have been named to the board, and the governor has not decided to take action against two who had refused to resign, James Montgomery and Francis Carroll. More on this story later on here on AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers.
Earth and sky.
Social interactions are the defining feature of humans and have shaped all of modern human biology and have set us apart as a species.
You're listening to anthropologist Carol Ward of the University of Missouri at Columbia. According to her research, our social intelligence, how we learn to interact with each other, has played a large role in our evolution.
And what we realized in looking at the data and thinking about how the brain works and how we're similar and different to other animals, that it's really the social interactions that have shaped human evolutionary history. None of the other theories explain all of the aspects of human uniqueness and how it fits together.
Ward said that fossil records, as well as archaeological evidence of behavior, show that the hominid brain increased 250% in less